News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we are, of course, myself and Shane here on the News Talk summer tour in the beautiful county of Kildare, staying in the K Club. But Kildare is a horse county and a horse, it is horse country all around here. And we sent Henry McKean to the stables of the Hartwell Stud in Kildare, in Kill. Well, they've been there dealing with horses for generations. And he met with the McCann and the Lyons families and met a foal called Nugget, who bit him. He sent us this report.
My name is Reuben and I like horses because you can really connect with your own horse.
And tell us about your horse.
She's very smart. She's younger than a lot of them. She's just a great show jumper.
I'm Mary McCann. You're at Hartwell Stud in Kill in County Kildare. And it's been in my husband's family since about 1890. And originally it was used as a Clydesdale stud where the Clydesdales come in from Scotland and they used to walk from village to village to cover the mares and then go back 3 weeks later and anything that wasn't in foal would be recovered again. But it's improved a little bit since then. We now send semen out worldwide. People clicked on to it because of the calcium in the land. It's very good for bone growth, very good for young horses.
So the 2024 RDS Dublin Horse Show is returning on August 14th to the 18th. You've been involved in the horse show over the years, going back how long?
Oh, going back, I rode in the horse show in 1954 and in the spring show that year, and I go back that far, and ever since, every year we've been there. My family is there and they are stewards there every year and again this year. And over the years, we've had great sport in Dublin and sold some many, many good horses and won many, many good competitions.
And I understand you had a child and you got up on a horse a few days later, is that right?
Well, yeah, about three to four weeks later, yes. I remember getting bucked off and saying, oh my God, am I ever going to get up off the floor? But I did get up off the floor and I'm still here.
And what's great about the horse show?
It's like an All-Ireland final, if you like, because all the equestrian people get ready for the show and they're getting ready from the last show for the next show. In other words, they're breeding foals and they're working yearlings and two-year-olds and three-year-olds and they're getting all them ready for the next show. And hopefully they go there with the hope of selling and with the hope of jumping in big competitions.
I'm Gina McCann and I live here in Hartwell Stud full-time.
So we're here down at the stables, surrounded by beautiful horses, and there's also foals here too. They're all staring at us. Tell us about what you do here.
Well, we breed mostly show jumpers, eventers, and I've now taken to breeding Connemara ponies as well, so that's what you're seeing around the place.
And they are beautiful. How old are those beautiful little foals?
They're only about a month and a half now at this stage.
And right now, as we stand here, in the stables, the weather is great, but you're here all year round, all conditions.
Oh, yeah. I'm usually half drowned. Well, it's become such a great horse centre place. All the facilities are easy to get to now in Kildare. But like Mum says, it built up from the ground and it just kept going. But no, I would always be around the horses now. I couldn't do without them. Couldn't be without them. It's an addiction.
And who prefers who, the humans or the horses? I mean, do they like you or do you like them more?
Well, I probably like them more now than they like me.
Hi, my name's Jenny McCann and I also live here in Hartwell. Reputation is everything. I'd like to think we have a very high reputation.
Hello, Sixpence. Tell us about Sixpence.
Sixpence is a young mare. She's just had her first foal. And when the foal is weaned, she's going to be broken and ridden, and then hopefully she will go to the RDS in a few years' time. And the other mare we have here is called Ferret, and that's her baby.
Nugget.
So that's Nugget and Ferret.
Yeah. Ferret has jumped in Dublin twice, yeah.
She's retired now.
She's retired to have babies. So hopefully Nugget will be in the RDS in 4 or 5 years.
That's Nugget sniffing the microphone.
You know, sometimes they're born like that, and other times they're born, they look at you and they think you're a dragon and they nearly jump into the feed pot. But he was born, he just stood up and he came straight over to the humans. He's by the leading show jumping pony.
Goliath van de Gronwijk. He's a Belgian Connemara pony.
Nugget bites.
Nugget chews. Nugget is very naughty. but he's a little colt, and he's potentially he's a future stallion, which we'll see how his temperament continues this way. He could definitely be a stallion and a real child's pony. He's bred to jump, and he'd be really good now. He's bred to be good.
So Nugget kind of went in for a bite there. Is that normal?
That is normal for Nugget. I often wonder, did we accidentally get a half dog? That temperament is absolutely incredible.
Beautiful, beautiful animal. So Nugget is something special.
I think so, because you can see the other foal isn't paying much attention to anything. But that little brat is going to take on everybody. Look at him. Look at this cheeky little monkey.
I'm having a chat with Mabel Lyons. So you rode against the army in 1941 in the Dublin Horse Show. You know, you're a marvellous age. I know I shouldn't ask a lady their age, but how old are you?
103.
You're 103?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I always loved horses anyway. I suppose we always had horses, and I loved the foals and the mares and all the horse business. I was fond of riding in my young days. If there was any horses available, I would be there.
You remember riding in the Dublin Horse Show?
I rode home. I remember that very well.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.